that I know from my own children and having watched this many, many times is that a child who has a strong attachment generally welcomes guidance. They generally have less of those types of challenges that many people come to NVC parenting classes for. And so that's something that I really want to offer, that really focusing on strengthening this connection and attachment is a place that I personally like to put much more energy than in conflict resolution. Because if that part is really strong, there are far less conflicts that arise. And so what does this maybe look like practically? What kinds of things could we do? So one of the things that just happens a lot for me is just an internal peace. The more I parent, the more I realize, you know, I used to be a lot focused on, with my first child, like 29 years ago, what could I do? What did I need to do? And what did he need to do? And how could we, you know, make it different? And the longer I've been parenting, the more I'm realizing that 95% of my parenting is really an internal process. And when I'm in a place of real peace and clarity within myself, almost anything I choose comes from that place, and it works. So it works in terms of it strengthens the connection and it supports as many needs as possible. So one of the things that I really try to remind myself is that everything that my child says or does is an offer to connect. As Marshall liked to say, it's either a please or a thank you. And if you're not hearing a thank you, it's a please. So it's please connect with me in some way. And so how do I respond to that offer? Do I respond by offering connection, or do I block it? You know, and sometimes it has a lot to do with context, what happens inside of me. The child is saying, Mom, come look at my puzzle, or come look at this drawing that I did. And there's just that time and spaciousness and enthusiasm. I would love to go and look, and there's a celebration that starts to happen. But if I've asked my child now for the fourth time, please get your coat and your shoes, because we're already late for an appointment, and my child is saying, come, look at the drawing that I just did. Really different things can arise in me, because there are different needs that are touched. Different parts of me get triggered. And then, do I still hear the offer to connect? Because the offer essentially is the same. It's my response that can, you know, where I have the choice. I want to really talk about the importance of self-connection. Again, when I was saying that 95% of my parenting happens internally, it's really in being in that place of self-connection. If any of you have seen the beautiful image that in Balkashtan created around the tree of life, you'll see that the roots of the tree are self-connection. It's what grounds us in NVC consciousness. So that basic place, and I invite you, wherever you are, if you're able just to close your eyes and think about these basic attachment messages and needs, because we can say these to our children, but we can also use them to ground ourselves in our own self-connection. And I will just say them out loud, and you can imagine this is your own inner voice saying this to you. I am here for you. You're safe with me. I won't withdraw. I see you. I hear you. I want to understand. I love you. I support you. And you matter to me. So using these attachment messages with ourselves as well can be profoundly healing and also profoundly supportive in our own parenting. Because essentially when we have that sense of being so deeply held and mattering, it becomes so much easier to offer it to our children. And it becomes so much easier then to take that full responsibility for caring for the relationship and to realize that behind every action that my child takes, there is a precious, beautiful need. And behind every action and everything I say, even if it doesn't match what I was really hoping for, there's still a precious and beautiful need. And so what is that? And here, curiosity, for me, if I were to offer like one word that supports me in a relationship, whether it's a relationship with my children or coworkers or my spouse or my friends, it's curiosity. Becoming curious, deeply curious, to understand what the need behind the behavior is and what motivates that person and what's important to them and what's important to me. So, you know, becoming curious about myself for self-connection, becoming curious about the other in empathy, and then using that information to really ground myself in my self-expression. So to strengthen and nourish attachment, I just want to offer that one of the most important things is that we really keep that cup full, that we fill our child's cup before they are thirsty, that we water those plants and we water the garden of the relationship before the plants show any sign of wilting. Gordon Neufeld uses the phrase, the provision has to be greater than the pursuit, so that our providing of love and unconditional acceptance and care for them has to be greater than their chasing after it, whether directly or indirectly through their behavior. Because that allows them the opportunity, like I said before, to rest into our love, to relax into it, to trust that it's there, and for that security to build, and they can go from there. And again, that sense of holding on, you know, whether it's in the metaphorical hug or just holding on until they let go. And then when they're really ready to let go, then to let go. It's enjoying play and fun and connection in time of ease. It's stopping and slowing down to the pacing that our children move at and paying attention, really deeply paying attention. It's always remembering that we're their best bet. It's offering connection outside of times of conflict. It's been a real learning experience for me, especially when I get very, very busy in my day, to really make sure that I continue to check in and offer connection so that I don't end up offering connection because I'm hearing conflict from the other room. I don't want that to be my children's only strategy for getting my attention. I really want them to know that that attention is there and that love is there, and they don't actually even need a strategy to get it because it's provided. And it's really, you know, it seems sometimes difficult because sometimes we feel disconnected from our children. We feel annoyed and irritated and, I don't know how I could spend another moment, you know, giving, that kind of thing. But it's been also my experience, and I think this is also borne out in research, that it's the concrete practice of engaging in connecting behaviors that actually leads to the feeling of attachment and connection. It's not necessarily that the feeling is so strong in you that you then go rushing over and engage in the, you know, caring for your children. It's actually taking part in those activities. It's kind of like if you were waiting to lose weight and get fit before you started exercising. It's actually the exercising itself that brings about that sense of fitness. And really by physically embodying that behavior, you can actually change your own hormonal makeup and begin to feel differently. And then your child feels that, and they mirror that back through their mirror neurons and through their behavior, and then it becomes this thing that just goes back and forth between you. So things like touch and hugs and eye contact, smiles, smelling and breathing and roughhousing and reading, telling stories, singing together, laughing together, playing together, just whispering something. And it can just take a moment. Using your NVC skills to practice not only empathy for conflict, but empathy for joy when your child is involved in something that they're enthusiastic about, you know, showing maybe your appreciation for what they've done, but really getting into their experience of it and really empathizing with their joy and excitement in it. Spending one-on-one time if you have more than one child, or just doing frequent check-ins, expressing your gratitude. Something that I call welcoming your child with delight, so that no matter how your child comes to you, your very first default response is delight. And that's a practice. You know, they may be coming to you and you're stressed and you're tired and it's just one more thing on your plate. If you in that moment can just muster and go, hi, instead of what, the difference, I guarantee you, will be profound in your relationship. And providing that safe container for difficult feelings, finding ways to say yes, and most of all, modeling and becoming in yourself that person you would love to raise your child to be. Because children learn through imitation and they learn through visceral experience. They don't learn through words that you speak. They don't learn through being taught. For example, they learn empathy by being empathized with. They do not learn empathy by being told about it or taught about it. It's the actual experience of empathy in their bodies that gives them the power then to empathize with others. And almost always remembering that we can always do repair work, that it's never too late. that we can always, 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 no matter where we're at, come back to those basic messages. I am here for you. You're safe with me. I won't withdraw. I see you. I hear you. I want to understand. I love you. I support you. And you matter to me. And just the last piece I want to say is that I wouldn't want any parent to do this work on their own. It's not how we're meant to be. We are meant to live in community. We are innately social beings. So having that empathy and support and community around you is profound to me.